Let's talk about the lunch counter sit-in demonstration story. In August of 1958, how old were you?
I was not in the first sit-in at CATS. If you think about it, in 58, I was 11 years old because I was born in 1947. And I became active when I started taking history under Clara Lupa. She was my history teacher at Dungey High School. She spoke all the time about being involved, and she was the kind of teacher who would bring history to life in her classroom. When I took Oklahoma history, we did the land run, and we didn't just talk about the land run. She'd take us out on the football field, and we had to dress the part. We had to claim our property. So she would bring history to life. She wrote a play called Harriet Tubman. I was fortunate to be her lead person, meaning I was Harriet Tubman in the play she wrote. And we took that play on the road. That's when I thought, maybe I can be a movie star. But it didn't go any further than that.
So she taught in Dungey High School.
Yes, she did. And I'm thankful every day that she was part of my life. If anybody took her class, you left not the same way you went in there. I can assure you. At that time, we didn't know the word was interdisciplinary teacher. She was that type of a teacher. She not only taught history in that class, she taught me a little algebra. She taught me my home row keys for typing. She taught us drama in the class. She taught us how to debate in her class. So in her class, we learned everything. I give you an example. Let's go to algebra. She taught us, okay, know the rules of algebra. If the signs are alike, you add. If they're not alike, you subtract. Then she said, if you are to subtract, change the sign of the subtrahend and do what you did in addition. If the signs are alike, you add. If they're not alike, you subtract. And it sticks with me today, just like last year. So, yes, we learned a little algebra. So when we got in our algebra classes, we did not go in there not knowing what to expect in an algebra class. And when I talk about how we had to articulate in her class, you could not talk saying, if she asked you a question, you were expected to answer without the or, you know, those little bridges were no-nos. And we mastered that. I say we mastered that because at the end of the class period, she will have a total of how many ahs you said. And we got that many swats. So today I'm very much aware of when I'm talking in public not to say ah. In fact, when I listen to athletes especially, when they are interviewed and you hear them saying, or you know, and I'm like, oh, you wouldn't talk like that if you had Clara Lupa as your teacher.
Yeah. She was a civic leader, she was a teacher, she was an activist, and she was a pioneer. Would you agree to all that?
To all of that and more.
Yeah.
She became a mother to those who didn't have a mother, and she became an extended family member if you had mother or father. She became a counselor to you. Whatever you needed Clara Lupa to be, that's what she was to you. The thing about the role she played in all of our lives, we didn't know how valuable she was until we became adults. 50 plus years later, I still hear Clara Lupa talking to me. In fact, I tell people she was so much a part of me. I went to Langston. I didn't know what I wanted to major in, but I thought about Miss Lupa. So I majored in history. When I became a classroom teacher at Dungey, where she was a teacher at Dungey, I found myself doing some of those same things she did to get us involved in her class. I did it with my students when I became a teacher. She was my cheerleader sponsor. While I was a teacher at Dungey, I became a cheerleader sponsor at Dungey. I look back, she had us talking, walking with your head up, talk like you know what you're talking about. I was preaching those same words to my students walk like you know where you're going, talk like you know what you're talking about. And when I became an administrator, I was so afraid when she brought her daughter, Shelley Looper, to my school where I was the principal. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm going to be graded on how well I am as a principal because I have her daughter now. But honestly, that was a priceless moment for her to have been my teacher and for me to be the principal of her youngest daughter. I cannot explain the joy. And she put her there because she knew she was in good hands. I thought I was going to have Miss Lupe as one of those parents that you would see every day or you were having to address some concerns she had. She was not that type of a person. She gave me all the support I needed, if I needed it. And her daughter was a jewel at Northeast High School. And today, I'm proud to say that she is a leader living in Denton, Texas. She is now one of the regional directors of my sorority. And I really thought I was going to get in trouble when Shelley became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And Miss Looper was a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. I thought, oh my gosh, she will be mad at me. She said if that's what her daughter wanted to do, she accepted that. So I didn't get in trouble like I thought I would.
It sounds like Clara Looper obviously would have been a great person, even if we didn't have the lunch counter sit-in demonstration.
She was the kind of person where her leadership was exposed with the sit-in movement. She was always preaching and teaching. I don't care what the subject was, she was preaching and teaching. I just think she was anointed to be the type person to lead a group of young people and to lead adults at the time that she did. Timing is everything. She grew up in Hoffman, Oklahoma. She was born around Grayson and Hoffman. She would tell us all the time, I was in the top five of my class. And then she'd say, there were only five of us. And we'd laugh because we thought, well, that's a good way to look at it. She was always in the top five of her class because there were only five students in the class. But she would give you something to think about. She never allowed you to think you could not do anything but your best. If she could talk to you today, she said, Joy stuttered when I had her. Now, I don't remember being a stutterer, but she said I did. And that was one of the main reasons she made me Harriet Tubman in that play. It was to get the confidence up in me and to give me experience of talking in public. If that hadn't been her goal, I don't know if I would have had that role. But because I was Harriet Tubman, I find myself thinking about all of the traits Harriet Tubman had, leading the slaves to freedom. I had a husband in the play. His name was John. Every time she took a group of slaves to freedom, somebody wanted to turn back. And if they wanted to turn back saying, oh, I'm tired, I don't want to go because it was rough, it wasn't an easy thing to do, Harriet Tubman would say, turn around and keep a walking. Turn around and keep a walking. Keep going, keep going. So really to me, the seed was planted in me as a child because anytime I had the thought, I can't do this, I had Clara Looper and Harriet Tubman saying, you can do this. Keep going. Keep going. And it became part of my character. Today, I have those who say, Joyce, you walk like Clara Looper. You talk like Clara Looper. They should have named you Claretta.